Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Interesting day yesterday when the news came down that O.J. Simpson had passed away. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Not sure about you, Perloff, but I got hit with a lot of different emotions with that news because O.J. was so many things and this quintessential sort of American story in a lot of ways. Now, when I first think of O.J., the first thing that comes to mind is obviously this is someone who I believe was a murderer and someone who was found responsible for the murder of two people and someone who was a domestic abuser. And I know that obviously there's so much more to his story than that, but that was the first thing that came to mind, is that his legacy, first and foremost, will always be of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's interesting to me. Yesterday, I was walking on the streets, and I must have overheard five conversations. Did you hear about O.J.? Can you believe about O.J.? I just think it's, Jim Brown passed away recently, and it was an interesting time, and a lot of famous athletes have died. There's not been a reaction like this. He's so much more than an athlete. He's a complete cultural force in a negative way, I think. But I was just looking at, if you were going to do a dream interview list of people who you would want to ask, what was the real story with O.J.? It's incredible how many people he was connected to. People that we didn't know before the murders, then we knew now, the Kardashian family. Bob Costas, I saw being interviewed, worked with him for years. The guys who did Naked Gun, who thought he was this funny guy. All the football players, Ahmad Rashad, any famous person, all the people in Hollywood. He was so deeply connected to so many entertainment worlds. Like, you can't separate him from almost any of them.
Well, that's why I think he's got this sort of, maybe it's not a quintessential American story, but it's definitely a very American story of someone who, pulled themselves out of poverty, used athletics to get themselves out, and then become adored. I mean, how we worship athletes in this country to the point of it gets to be too much, where we excuse too much of their behavior if it warrants that. He is that, right? Who reached these all-time highs in terms of athletics and had the charisma, the good looks, and all of that to have him cross over to become an even bigger star. And then to have the fall from grace that he had also was so spectacular. The rise was spectacular and the fall was so devastating because of the crimes that he was accused of. And then he eventually did go to jail on an armed robbery charge, trying to get his Heisman Trophy back from a hotel in Las Vegas. and how he went from being beloved to just being, you know, mostly, I think, a pariah in society. And man, again, it touches on wealth and wealth inequality. Race absolutely is a major theme with O.J. Simpson, not just the trial, but just, you know, what his life, fame, sports, just L.A., you know, Hollywood, all of it. There's media and TV and reality TV and court TV. There's just no part of this. The judicial system, how unequal that is. There's like no part of America that can't be told through the lens of O.J. Simpson. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure that, yes, and he was unique in a sense. I don't think the trial.
Not quintessential, man. Yeah. Sorry.
I don't think the trial taught us much about how the average trial goes, because the dude had Effley Bailey, Alan Dershowitz, and our guy, Johnny Cochran, working for him. So I think, unless you're saying like, oh, you can buy your way out of the murder, but even that wasn't really what happened.
No, I think that we're talking about O.J. Simpson, yeah, who passed away 2 days ago. I think that according to his family, he was battling prostate cancer. I think that for a lot of people, it was, and I was rewatching the documentary last night, Made in America, that you can't just have the O.J. trial in a vacuum and not think about the Watts riots, Rodney King, and other times when people of color were mistreated by the justice system. And then now you, yeah, have all of that with the O.J. trial and how he was acquitted. And that felt like, for some people, just a victory overall for the, yeah, black community, because the LAPD had a racist element.
Right. There's also, too, the actual sort of, you know, people who are curious about legal trials. Like, you had every detail possible. I remember so many people were kind of litigating it in their own head and going over evidence. And, hey, what did you hear? Everyone has a theory, so like the JFK assassination. Hey, where did he put the knife? Explain the glove. Did Kato Kaelin know something? How did it, you know, what did Mr. Kardashian do? Is it Robert Kardashian?
Yep.
What was his role in helping cover up the crime? There's so many theories. And those will never go away, because as far as we know, he didn't confess anything toward the end. That's what I think. There was always holding out hope that at some point right before he died, he would say, I did it. But he, as far as I know, he never did it. I read that people who were around him in the last few weeks had to sign NDAs. So maybe he said something deliriously, but you know, this is incredible. But there's always, OJ did have a successful, he just left a little seed of doubt in some people's minds. I don't have any doubt. I believe he did it.
Yeah.
But it would have been satisfying in a way to hear him finally admit it. But yeah, I guess he couldn't. I guess that was never going to happen.
No, I don't think so. And we're asking you, what part of O.J. Simpson's story do you find yourself going back to after you heard the news, or whenever it got to you, that he has passed away? So there's another thing about the O.J. trial specifically, which is this where were you when the verdict came down moment, which to me, that was, I was born in the early 80s. That was the first one of my life. So I don't remember the Challenger exploding, and obviously wasn't around for a JFK assassination. But that was the first time it was a where are you? I have a vivid memory of it. It's the first kind of cultural touchstone moment like that that I can remember.
Yeah. What about the white Bronco chase?
Well, the Bronco chase for sure. I mean, yeah. But again, I feel like I remember a little bit about the Bronco. I remember where I was for the verdict. Why? Huh. You find both.
Yeah, for me, it was the Bronco chase, because you really thought he was going to kill himself at a certain point of that. The verdict, yeah, was also a big deal. I was at my parents' house for both of these things. I remember I was watching the Knicks Rockets with my dad, and we were really psyched for the game. We were big NBA fans in the 90s, as everyone was back in the day. And just like, there was nothing that could take me away from this finals. And this story took me 100%. Like, I didn't care who won the game anymore. All I cared about is, oh my God, is he going to live the rest of this day? The funny thing, too, is I think it's important to realize technology. There was no Twitter. There was no internet.
Like, right.
You had no way of really, it was a different way of communicating. You had to watch TV to find out what was happening, and you had to talk to friends. Right. Can you imagine if any of this happened now during the digital age? It'd be absolutely out of control. But back then, it was a little more focused, because we only had, you know, we only had a limited number of channels, and it was OJ all the time, and that's all anybody was talking about for a better part of a year.
And it crossed over, you're so right, and it crossed over into the pop culture, too, because this was also back in a time when, like, late night shows mattered, and they were doing OJ every single night.
And then Norm MacDonald on Saturday Live afterwards, and it goes on and on and
at the ESPYs. I mean, Norm had the famous line about OJ at the ESPYs. It was so big for so long. I wonder if the digital age now, if we would have been as focused on it. Of course, because of OJ's celebrity, that just drew in so many people, and it was, and obviously the crimes were so heinous that it was so serious that you had to pay attention to it. But now in this day and age, we're so fractured.
Like, yeah,
you get whatever news you want, you watch whatever shows you want. We don't have a lot of things that we all do together. That's why the Super Bowl is still such a big deal. And I don't know, is there anything else that we all watch?
I think if we all paid attention to Taylor Swift being in a box of the Chiefs game, I think double homicide, I think it would still be big. Actually, maybe even bigger, because everyone would have put out their own theory on social media. There hasn't been a trial like that. I mean, when you think about how many famous trials have there been all time, I can't remember following a trial on Court TV since. What are the big trials on OJ? Nothing really. So, but I actually am a big fan of like trial shows, like we all are. And it was not that there's anything funny about it or fun about it, but there was like everyone's playing detective. I mean, literally, you were sitting there and trying to put the clues together of what happened. I think we still are in some sense, you know, because there's still a few unanswered questions. Like, you know, as far as I know, they never found the knife.
And that was the OJ, you know, when he got, and again, we're talking about OJ Simpson, who passed away 2 days ago. Yeah. He was dealing with prostate cancer, and we didn't know this, and his family put out a statement. And I think that, you know, when OJ did get acquitted, now he got found liable in the civil trial for their deaths, but did get acquitted, obviously, very famously, of the murder trial, said, now I'm going to dedicate my life to finding the real killers, you know, and yet smash cut, and here he is on the golf course and in Miami and partying, and it all felt so cheap and gross after that. And again, I maybe this is different. I have no recollection of OJ's playing career. I only remember him as a famous person.
No recollection. You weren't alive.
I wasn't alive. But I've also learned about players who I never saw. Like, I know what Johnny Unitas was like, even though I never saw Unitas. I know what Muhammad Ali's boxing style was, even though I never saw him. With OJ, there's just nothing. And he's played for a team that I'm a fan of. There's no sports there with me when it comes to him.
There were before. Wait, what do you mean you like kind of put him out of your mind? Because you must remember the highlights of him.
The highlights, yeah, but like, he's almost, I think he's been scrubbed, I think, from a lot of NFL history.
Oh, I hear you. You know, we take it one step back. You know why I thought he was guilty the whole time?
Why is that?
There's one detail that got to me, and everyone has their own detail. It was the cut on the finger.
Right.
Like, how do you get that gigantic cut on the finger just randomly the same night as two people you know were... That wasn't that obvious?
I don't remember. The one details that I remember is obviously the glove don't
fit,
you must acquit, which was the Johnny Cochran line. The Mark Furman finding out that the lead detective had said the N-word, you know, had this sort of racism in his past, I guess.
That was such a huge deal.
That was such a huge deal, and rightfully. And then the other part, which is that, this is funny what you remember, that when OJ... went to Chicago. So right after the murders happen, he goes to Chicago and the police call him and he's in a hotel room in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
And they think they're breaking the news to him that his wife has been murdered along with someone else.
Yeah.
And he doesn't ask how they were killed. Like he's like, oh my gosh, you know, and they have this transcript, but he never asked what happened.
Yeah.
And maybe in your grief or if you really are stunned, maybe it wouldn't occur to you, but you would think you'd ask what happened.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you wouldn't need to if you did it,
which is what
happened. I remember, too, there's one detail that always sticks to me, that him and Kate O'Callaghan went to McDonald's for lunch 2 hours before, or dinner.
Hamburgers, yeah.
His life was actually kind of sad, and that the kids were upstairs asleep at 8 o'clock. Oh, terrible.
Yeah, so that's the conflicted feelings and the things that come rushing back. For us, when you hear the story yesterday that O.J. Simpson has passed away, we're curious, what part of O.J.'s story do you find yourself going back to now hearing about his passing? Okay, lots more to do, including, on a lighter note, E.J. being king for a day. Now, he got more games right in the NCAA tournament than anyone on the show in our Pearl Jam Season 3, hosted by our pal Nick in Texas. We've all gotten our punishments, except for Pete Bilotti.
Yes.
Who will be paying off his punishment in just moments. And EJ, have you come up with something for Kaplan? Just a quick yes or no. You don't have to reveal it yet.
No, but we'll have it soon.
Okay. Do a little meeting in the break. Pete, you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll do this after the break, right?
Hold tight. Pete Bilotti pays off a punishment next.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. A ton going on today. We're talking about the passing of O.J. Simpson and everything that we remember from the 90s and beyond. Kentucky is hiring a new coach, reportedly. We got Tiger Woods gutting through the Masters. Real quick, let's get in a little NFL draft talk piece. We are so close. I could taste it right now, Maggie. Earlier this week, Adam Schefter came on his podcast and in so many words said that the Commanders are strongly leaning towards taking Jaden Daniels at number two. So I think that's the Vegas favorite now. He moved to a heavy favorite.
Yeah.
Which means that the Patriots are going to be sitting at number three. Schefter also said, I do not think that the Patriots are going to trade out of that spot.
I don't think they should.
You've been saying for a month and a half.
Yeah, I feel like we've all been doing this so long that when teams need quarterbacks and they're picking that high in the draft, they will tell themselves the lie that all teams tell themselves, which is we'll take the guy now and then because we're never going to be this high again because all of a sudden we're going to turn things around. And the Patriots are definitely telling themselves that lie. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
They might end up getting a really good quarterback in Drake May.
Here is the other thing. So after Schefter said that, the New England reporters just went bananas. It seems like everyone's saying there's a huge battle in New England between people who want J.J. McCarthy and people who want Drake May. So now that seems like probably, although so much changes and we're never right about this stuff, that seems like the pivot point of the entire draft. Who goes there? Is it Drake May or is it J.J. McCarthy? And if Drake May does not go there, does that mean, oh, you know the Giants want Drake May? You know that your former Joe Shane, who was at the Bills and was part of the Josh Allen, you know he wants Drake May. So there could be huge ramifications. To me right now, the draft basically starts at number three with that decision.
I agree with you. Yeah. I think that J.J. McCarthy is a smokescreen here.
I don't know. It just seems it is a good smokescreen, though, because it is persisting. You have to admit, most smokescreens come and go. This one is sticking around.
Yeah, you're right about that. At first I thought J.J. could have the possibility of being the Will Levis of this draft where he has to sit around and wait. I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. There's probably enough reporting there that he probably is going to go maybe top 10, definitely. Top five.
It'd be shocking if he got past six. By the way, they announced the players that were attending so far, and I do not believe J.J. McCarthy is on that list right now.
So the 13 players who are going to attend, I do not see a J.J. McCarthy. The only quarterbacks are Caleb Williams, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels. That's it. So even Michael Penix and Bo Nix are not coming.
Yeah, which is a really good idea. We've been there. We've been in a few drafts. Remember the Geno Smith draft? Oh,
I was there for that.
Brutal.
Yep.
Nothing worse than being that guy. I don't think J.J. McCarthy's going to be that guy. Unless, again, I love you. You think everything's a smokescreen.
I do.
Because you think everyone's a liar, generally. And this time of year, everyone in the NFL is a liar. But I think J.J. McCarthy goes pretty high. The odds, by the way, have changed, EJ, on our draft bet. 4.5 quarterbacks over under. I say more than 4.5 quarterbacks go.
Yep.
Say 4.75.
Yeah,
no, 5 quarterbacks go. EJ says 4. The odds are down to -210, I heard, that it's over 4.5.
Ooh.
Yeah, so
EJ running wind sprints.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you feel, Maggie? Which way do you lean? -210 feels pretty good, but I wish it was -500.
Well, I mean, of course you do. I keep going back and forth on this one. I'm glad I'm going to be standing with Bilotti also holding a clipboard and maybe a whistle, and I'm not participating in this draft.
Oh, no, you don't have to go to whistle. This is Bilotti.
Clipboard, maybe. Whistle seems a little much.
Well, you know, I mean,
What if
something happens to Pete?
Right.
Then who's going to execute this? I mean,
that's right.
It's just a backup plan. It's like when they have an extra referee just sort of hanging in the wings in case someone turns an ankle.
Maggie's off as a play caller for Pete's football team.
He's going to cut the brakes on Pete's car so I can be the one who gets to hold the whistle and torture the both of you.
But, I mean, I have a knee injury, so obviously I don't have to run these.
No.
We saw your hype video from rehab. So now you can't claim to have any kind of medical disability. I actually think it's going to, I've been with Perloff on this one the whole time. I think it is going to be over 4.5. I think that one of the X's sneaks in.
The X's, I know.
Penix or Knicks.
I love that we call them the X's. Yeah, I don't know. I'm nervous. I'm really nervous. If I didn't have this bet, I'd feel comfortable. But, you know, listen, when a mock drafter has been, everyone has the same mock draft. Everyone has the same 10 guys in the top 10. It never works out that way. A lot can happen. Will Levis makes me nervous. I had Malik Willis going number 8 overall. He fell to the 3rd round. Listen, you can get sold a story on quarterbacks, and it might not happen. And Maggie, you're so cynical and on smoke screens.
Yep.
That I'm surprised. I would have thought that you would be like, oh, this is crap.
So I'm cynical because I think people are lying. I also think that front offices and owners are dumb. And I think they do things for silly reasons. And I think they talk themselves into things often. And I just think that there are owners that are wild cards that come in and say, have done almost no research, but come in and say, I want a quarterback. And they force their front offices to do that.
Does that really happen, though?
I think so. It definitely did with Dan Snyder.
Oh, and Dwayne
Haskins. He's gone now. But...
Yeah, but I mean, listen, Dwayne Haskins was a ridiculously good quarterback.
You don't think David Tepper had anything to do with the Bryce Young pick over C.J. Stroud?
I think 27 teams would have taken Bryce Young number one. Don't you think? I mean, you think that other people would have taken C.J.? I didn't hear anybody trying to get up to one for C.J. Stroud.
No, I'm just saying that I think that owners have... put their 2 cents in.
I know what you're saying, but when you think about those two guys, you just Bryce Young and Dwayne Haskins, they were probably going pretty high anyway. I totally hear what you're saying. Now, I think the Giants at 6 is interesting because they have Daniel Jones. That's the pick where I say, oh, the owners said, take this guy. Take Mr. Prep from Duke. And now they're going to be sitting there with a Drake May at 6. Interesting.
Okay. EJ is king for a day. We've all had to pay off punishments here. Bogus had to give an all WrestleMania themed update. A little part of you died in that, I can tell.
Yeah,
and we actually
great
learned
weekend
a
coming up.
I gotta tell you, that was one of the more exciting updates. I'm like semi into pro wrestling. I was like, whoa, tell me more.
I was like, John Cena's retiring. No.
There was like actually very interesting things in that. Maybe we work in a little more pro wrestling.
Nope.
Perloff had to sing.
That we don't need to work in anymore.
The theme song.
It's a Knicks, and we're back on pace. Everyone's gearing up for the championship race, and the fans are going crazy, and they're doing it for a reason. It's 94 is a Knickerbocker season.
For somebody who lives in like one of the birthplaces of rap, that was Bob lives in Brooklyn. I think rap technically started in the Bronx, but you know, we'll give it to you.
Bam,
that is
you
bad.
Dunks in your face.
You live like 5 minutes away from like a Notorious B.I.G. mural.
Yeah, I'm sorry, cool
he's
Maggie D
his,
here.
He's
I'm
rolling
sorry.
In his grave right now.
Okay. all right. Let's be careful about Knicks. Who we're saying can't rap. I'd like to hear you drop Knicks. A few lines.
Listen, I got my punishment. I got my punishment. I've got to watch
New York Knicks.
Stupid.
See, that's how people rapped in the 80s. They
no, they're not.
Yes, they did.
No one's ever rapped like that, McLovin.
Yes, they did.
Rap as a whole has asked for a cease and desist.
No. That was, trust me, I was cool in the 80s and 90s.
Run DMC and Public Enemy want an apology for what they heard from you.
Yeah, you're called Runaway DMC.
Wait, what's your middle name?
James, but...
You're Runaway AJP.
That was a drop the mic. We might as well end the segment here and walk out.
Maybe that gets Bilotti out of his punishment.
No, we got to do Bilotti's punishment.
Okay.
I'm very proud of the king of the day that I've been. Now, first of all, we have Andrew Kaplan business to handle. We've been talking about what's going to happen to Kaplan. So Kaplan right now is in the midst of doing a Photoshop for those who watch us. Watch CBS Sports on YouTube and on, of course, Twitch. He's doing a Photoshop of himself because he loves to Photoshop office all the time.
Yeah.
He's doing a Photoshop of himself as a Knicks fan. So if you're on YouTube or you're on Twitch, check that out soon. If it's not up already, Cap is making that Photoshop right now. I love this.
That's an easy punishment. He should have more
I think
than
Cap
that.
Was a Celtics fan. No,
yeah.
this is the worst punishment
like
for
it.
Him. And I told him to do it. He said, I'm not doing it. I said, oh, yes, you are. So he's working on that right now. So shout out to him. And now Mr. Bilotti,
yes.
He has his punishment here. Would you want to tell the people what you're going to be doing
here? I got to say five great things about LeBron.
Pete does not love LeBron James, as you can hear in his voice. Yeah. And look, I'm an MJ guy myself, but I respect the game. And I'm a big fan of this podcast that he's launched with JJ that Pete hates.
Yeah.
So now, Pete, who's been putting too much disrespect on the other king's name, I'm the king here today, but the LeBron, of course, is the king.
I'm just saying the truth.
Pete's going to say some nice things about LeBron, and we're going to put some music underneath because LeBron loves hip-hop. And, of course, he had this movie, More Than a Game, a documentary about his life and his high school teammates. The famous song, Drake Forever, is going to be under this Pete top five things he loves about LeBron James.
All right, Pete, are you ready for this?
All right, let's get it over with. Here we go. Five things I like about LeBron. He's a good father. He's not Kyrie. He was good in Space Jam. He's the second best player in the NBA, and he was my favorite player before the decision. There's five good things about LeBron James.
Wow.
That is way, way, way.
I mean, you really ripped through those.
You got to do them slower. I couldn't even hear and enjoy them.
No,
come on.
No,
all right, one more time without the music.
No stipulations here. I do the five, and that's it.
Five.
You turned five into one run-on sentence.
That's
I
fine.
Didn't even know what you were talking about.
Go back to listen on the podcast.
I got them all. He's a good dad. He's the second best player of all time. He's not Kyrie.
Yeah.
He was good in Space Jam, and he was Pete's favorite player until the decision. So it's good to know that Pete doesn't hold a grudge.
Because that happened in 2010.
See?
You know the one that I would have the biggest issue? Was he good in Space Jam? I've never heard anyone say that.
He was good to me.
He's not Kyrie. I think a lot of us could agree on that
one. That was a good one. He's not Kyrie.
But at least he had to make him say something nice about the J.J. Redick podcast. That it's saying,
well, he'd have to watch it in order to do that.
I am not listening to that disaster, and I'm not saying anything about that podcast.
Make him say the LeBron J.J. Redick podcast is my favorite podcast, so we can drop it.
I'm not saying that.
I
paid my bet off. That's it.
I agree. Pete's paid the bet, paid in full. Did it well, and there is no one who Pete has more disdain for than two millionaires.
Drinking
expensive wine and being real bougie about it on a podcast in a self-congratulatory way.
Just add some caviar to it. I mean, it's really, really disgusting.
EJ, you did a good job today, except now the punishment should have been to watch a full episode and do a report, much like Maggie's Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Well, that's not happening. So.
Wait, what?
No, leave a five-star review.
I'm a progressive king.
Yeah.
So I do have some decorum. I'm not going to be too overhanded with my punishment to everybody, but I feel like if you ever played Mario Party, feels like you guys all landed on Bowser spaces, and I think I've really done a great job of laying down the hammer on everybody. So thank you to everybody who, of course, was in the Pearl Jam 3, and shout out to you guys for all losing to me.
By the way, that would have been cruel and unusual to make Pete sit and watch a whole episode of LeBron.
That might be longer than a Marvel movie, to be honest.
Yeah.
It would be punishment to read the caption for that show.
It's definitely going to be more insufferable, but I'm not looking forward to my punishment. It's got to take time out of my weekend. I've got other things I could be watching, like baking shows.
Pete, don't you want to know how the game really works? What you're watching, get an educated eye on the game of basketball?
Yeah, exactly what I need.
Yeah, it's the high pick and roll.
Trust me, Maggie. By the way, you're going to Captain America Civil War, I would watch 100 times over.
You want to watch
before
it for me?
Watching? We just watched it the other day. It's actually a great movie. I was looking.
Yeah.
It has huge ratings on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ugh.
Gets 5 stars from everybody.
Ugh, I am dreading this. I can't get into them, guys. It's not like I haven't tried. I watched Avengers or whatever or not Avengers. What's the one where they're in space and it's
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Space Jam.
LeBron's great, and we heard
Guardians of the Galaxy. 5 minutes in, I was like, this is the dumbest thing.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No.
Chris, whatever his name is.
I can't remember. Chris Pratt.
Pratt, yeah.
That's the best 5 minutes of any.
There's Chris Pine. There's so many of these guys.
That actually is the best 5 minutes of any Marvel movie.
Yeah. How do you watch that and say, this isn't hilarious?
Ugh.
Dave Bautista.
It's not my...
Zoe Saldana.
It's not my thing.
Perloff's guy, Bradley Cooper, voicing...
Raccoon.
Rocket.
You guys know how I feel about Cooper. Fraud.
Oh, that's true. No wonder you
Bradley
didn't like
Cooper,
it. See, you're holding a bias
now.
Maggie,
who do you like? What do you like?
You apparently weed and trucks based on the last hour.
And
you
sequels
like
of
Paw
comedy
Patrol,
movies.
And you don't like Marvel.
Hate Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
I told you, I like the baking shows while I'm on the treadmill. Bogus is here with headlines.
Go New York, go New York,
go to
Boston and beat up the Celtics.
Brunson gives a couple of jab steps on the right wing to Holiday. Minute and a half to go in the third. Give and go. Brunson, DiVincenzo, Brunson off the glass and in. Knicks by 29.
Pat O'Keefe on Knicks Radio. Awesome. Jalen Brunson.
We are New York. We are the New York Knicks.
With 39 points in the 118-109 final. That 29-point New York lead came after three. With the win, the Knicks are now one game behind the Bucks for the two seed with two to play. Meanwhile, back-to-back double-digit losses for the Celtics, but Jason Tatum's still cool.
Play 82 games. We've had a bad 3 days, but overall, best record in the league. We 15 games ahead of second place. We're not perfect, but you know we can learn from these.
Elsewhere, the Warriors are now ninth in the West after a 192 win in Portland. And this was not the right time to become a Pistons fan. A franchise record 67th loss last night, 127-105 to the Bulls. Mm. Chicago clinches the 9 seed, by the way. They'll host the Hawks in the play-in next week.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Bulls are in the playoffs?
Well,
play-in.
But that's still the playoffs.
No, I think it's a regular season game, is it not?
Yeah, they don't count it as playoffs, but your indignation is fair. I mean, we get the point.
They're about to fire their coach.
No, they're not.
I don't think so.
No.
He gets to stick around now, right?
He might leave because they're under 500 in the play-in, but
ridiculous.
They're not going to fire him.
Come on.
No, it's amazing. The East is the exact reason why there shouldn't be a play-in, and the West validates the play-in 100%.
Well, what about this in-game, in-season tournament? What did that do to the playoffs? Nothing.
Remember that, how glorious that was?
Oh, so fun. People are still talking about it.
Another great thing in the NBA.
Raise the banner.
It was great.
Oh, awful.
It's so funny to me. You're going to have the Bulls and the Hawks playing in one play-in, and the Warriors and the Lakers. You're having the number one and number two most popular teams in the NBA in one, and you're having... not the number one, number two team.
They play the Bulls Hawks on the Ocho.
No, it should be at 3 p.m.
Loser of the Bulls Hawks should advance.
They should play during our show. Can we get a little morning basketball?
I mean, anything would be better than a prime time tip off of that game. It should be the first game in like Spokane.
That should noon tip.
Yeah,
that should have been one of the punishments that EJ doled out. You got to watch that in full.
It should be the qualifier for the play-in.
Oh. I've been saying this all along. I find it's not being talked about enough that Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and Steph Curry are all in the same play-in tournament. I mean, is this the three greatest players of our lifetime, and they're all in the play-in? Does anyone find this weird? No? Anyone? Hello? No.
Those guys are old, man.
Is it? Because are they really not a fan? I don't know. I saw Steph Curry killing everyone the other night. LeBron hasn't missed a shot when he plays, and KD's awesome again.
But it's the Durant part of it. I don't think anyone believes in the Suns.
Yeah, it's funny. No one's talking. That's the team they're talking about. They're probably the best team of those three. I think it's unfair. Can they mix up the conferences now? Throw Phoenix into the East. Give us a little excitement.
Another bracket to the playoffs.
I still feel like right now the Miami Heat are 6 games up on the Bulls. I feel like if you are not within 3 games of the 8th spot, the in-season tournament should be canceled.
Not in-season, the play-in.
Or play-in, whatever they call it. The play-in should be canceled. Because it's not like you're gonna generate ratings for Hawks and
they don't deserve
Bulls.
It.
And they don't deserve it. You're right. And they don't deserve it.
Right. That's like in the NFL with expanded playoffs, you get losing teams into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like last year, the Bulls were terrible last year. And if Billy Donovan doesn't sub out Kobe White, the Heat probably don't make the playoffs. Like Billy Donovan made some gaffes in a game that the Bulls were up. And imagine if we don't have that Heat run. First of all, I'm probably a much happier Knicks fan. But even beyond that, the Heat obviously clearly should have been in the playoffs over the Bulls, who were not a good team last year. But that shows you how tenuous this is.
Well, it wouldn't be a day without an NBA podcast beef. Rapper and one-time Fordham basketball fan Fat Joe told a story on the Roommates show about a high school-age Kevin Durant scoring 82 in a game at famed Rucker Park here in NYC and then being chased out of said Rucker Park.
They checked it out, passed it to him, and 5 guys would go like this, and he was hitting them. Water. He scored like 80 points. I said, oh, wow. I was out there. They chased him into the truck. He had to go.
Fat Joe swears Durant was an actual physical danger. KD tweeting, quote, another podcast lie.
Well, remember, KD used to love to go to those courts in the summertime and play, and he was like hailed as this hero. That's when KD was like kind of cool and less in the mentions. But that's a crazy
story. I got to tell you, I have a friend who plays in that circuit, plays in Rucker Park, and there's another big one uptown.
Dykeman.
Yep. Yeah. He said you don't hang around at Rucker Park. So I'm not saying that
like
I believe.
You play,
he said
you
like, you play and leave, where Dykeman is a great scene. Everybody hangs out. That's, I think it's like 180th Street or something.
Yeah, that's way up there.
Yeah, he also said Rucker Park has fallen off tremendously for some reason.
But this was like before Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
This was a long time ago. And like the idea still is that they were going to beat him up because he scored 82 and he was like 17.
He did have that record when he was in the NBA. I thought that was a story. I don't know if I'm wrong. I thought that was when he came there, and this was during the lockout, I thought.
No, I thought there were two different games.
Okay.
But I could be wrong, but I read it as two different games. That the Fat Joe story is when Durant was just a kid, and I mean, it was still Kevin Durant. People knew who he was.
Right.
And then to just show how much Durant loved Rucker Park, the write-up I read mentions the game during the lockout in that, like, Entertainers League,
yep.
And he scored 66 in the game, but that was a... I read it as a separate game.
This is
gotcha.
Very funny from our chat. YouTube.com/CBS Sports Radio for now. Twitch.tv/CBS Sports Radio for now. Daly says, I'm sure they keep super accurate stats at Rucker Park.
Yeah.
This is a little like Wilt's 100 in Hershey, you know.
You don't believe Joe, the Destroyer Hammond didn't jump on the top of the backboard to knock the nickel off? You don't believe that story?
No, this is like when they have stats from the 1890s for baseball. It's like, and he threw consecutive, you know, scoreless innings. I'm like, you guys are trying to avoid getting dysentery. How do you know...
My dad's from Harlem, and he lived very close to Rucker Park and some of the other parks where they would have the EBC. And some of the stories I hear, they sound like urban legends. And I take them at my word because he's my dad, and I love basketball. But, like, him saying I watched Dominique Wilkins have a dunk contest right outside my building, I'm just like, how is that real?
But it
is the 80s, so anything's possible in the 80s. Like imagine Dominique Wilkins is having a dunk contest with some local legend right outside your building. You're watching from your window. These are the stories that happen at places like Rucker Park and Dykeman.
I just love it. Anything could have happened in the 80s. Like, this is the same as the 1910s. Like, how did we ever survive?
There's like grainy footage of Dr. J at Rucker Park. It's amazing. Yeah, I'm totally. By the way, if you want to get a three-way call with you, me, and your dad to talk about these Rucker stories, even if they're made up, they're so cool.
Oh, well, it won't be me talking. You guys will just be at it for 5 hours. I think I'll just be listening.
EJ got to go to your parents' house.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe you do a little home and home. You drive out to the Lehigh Valley and go hang with EJ's parents.
I'd love to.
They were both your parents, right, were in our March
yes.
Madness bracket.
And your brother was leading for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, my brother. I thought he might win, and then he had Purdue foolishly in the championship game, and that knocked him out. Otherwise, I think he would have won, which would have been terrible.
And he would have been king.
By the way, I tried to get my parents, and they could not figure out how to sign up for about the 50th straight time that we've done a contest, and my parents could not sign up for it. Sorry, Tom Carroll, it's true.
Now that Perloff has seen Tiger Woods, he will not be surprised to hear Tiger was 2 over in his final 5 holes this morning, finishing round 1 at the Masters. So he is 1 over for the tournament. He's back on the course for round 2 at 10:18 Eastern. The lead is still being held by Bryson DeChambeau, a 7-65 for him yesterday. There are some golfers on the course for round 2 already, with round 1 still being finished. That group playing their round 2 today includes
Phil Mickelson,
who began his tourney with a 1-73 yesterday. His tee time is 12:48 Eastern today. And who cares about the Islanders when we've got college hockey?
Lachance into the skates at the line of his intended target, Kaplan. And now Denver counters a 3-on-2 for the Pioneers here in overtime. Atop the near circle, a shot hit off the post. Did they score? Yes, it's over! It came right back out! Denver in overtime!
The Denver Pioneers, a 2-1 win in OT over Boston University in the Frozen Four in St. Paul, Minnesota yesterday. The game winner called by Brian Tripp on Westwood One. It was scored by Tristan Brose, the most hockey name I can think of. Top-seeded Boston College took the other semifinal 4-0 over Michigan. The national title game is tomorrow.
I saw you tweeted out this. You go, this is my favorite day in sports.
Love
you got the Masters and baseball, da da da, and you go, and the Frozen Four. I'm like, oh, you're that Frozen Four guy. You're one of those guys. I think most of America does not follow the Frozen.
That's
Four.
Fine. I don't need them to follow this. Yesterday is a great day on the calendar.
It's the best sports name we have.
Frozen Four is pretty cool.
Great name.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, you don't have to watch it. I don't want you to watch it, but I was watching it at 5:30 yesterday. That's all I need.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he knew his Rangers were going to lose, so that was the key.
You guys hear something?
Collapse is underway. Just in time for the playoffs. Annual tradition.
Because the Islanders are raking up cups recently.
Look, they're on a roll right now.
Are they?
That's the bottom line.
And they're still 21 points worse than the
Rangers.
But
they're in the playoffs, right?
So are the Rangers.
Right, okay.
Andrew Bogus, if I give you, it's October, Game 6 of the World Series, Week 9 in the NFL, college football, Red River rivalry, you're not taking that day over this day.
No, I like this. I like, and it's warm. It's like the spring is coming. It's like new beginnings this time of year. Love it.
Wow.
Got deep. Are you birthing a fawn?
Got deep. Yeah. Well, me and Maggie are watching.
It's mating season. Bogus is happy.
Maggie and I are watching Tiger on the course right now. He looks like he's about to Ralph. He looks so tired and sick.
There's something wrong. He's like eating a sandwich and he looks really in bed.
Right? It looks like he's been partying all night long.
No, it looks like he almost died a car accident like 4 days ago.
I think he's like been hooked up to multiple IVs or something.
Right.
He looks like peaked.
He's not limping. His body looks fine. He looks like, honestly, like he was hungover.
Looks like he's about to Ralph.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's hungover, but I'm just saying he looks like I've felt many nights before.
You had two takes today that have been like Encino, man. Like you just woke up. Like, what big trades does Daryl Morey make? And Tiger's definitely going to win the Masters.
I didn't say Tiger's definitely going to win the Masters.
No, he looks like crap.
Tiger's going to win it before we're all dead. He will come back.
He looks nuts in this video. I'm not watching it, finally. Yeah. I'm just watching the walk. He looks... I've never seen someone so unhappy be playing golf.
Right? He's looking at somebody, just like talking to them, just like, what am I doing here? Poor guy.
I've never seen him more unhappy playing golf. It's such an accurate point.
He's just like chugging water and eating some kind of peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, look
probably.
At him now. Oh, my God.
He looks terrible.
Yeah, his caddy's is rolling a gurney right next to him.
I'm sorry. You guys don't think that he should hang it up. We shouldn't even be watching this stuff.
I'm all
right?
with you.
No, he's clearly sick. He's got the flu. There's nothing wrong with his back or his ankle.
This is how he always looks because he's being held together by pins and rods and string and painkillers.
Yeah. This is like when Happy Gilmore was hitting the balls into the trees.
He's on 3 hours sleep.
Right. I mean, the only thing that hasn't happened to him is a gator biting off his arm. And you want him to win the Masters.
Still early.
And another horrible shot by Tiger Woods.
He's at plus one. He'd make the cut right now. You guys are acting like he's at plus 19.
Oh, man.
He's plus one. He's 8 shots off the lead. He ain't winning, which is your point. Making the cut and winning is a whole different thing.
I didn't say he's going to win this year.
All year. Because he's going to get better than he is now.
Perloff said before we're all dead.
Before we're all dead, Tiger will win this damn thing again.
I mean, what are we doing?
He's 48. In golf terms, that's like 39.
No, his body is like 80. He's really, that's true. He's dog lifetimes. Years. Yeah. Oh, boy.
He's losing to Max Homa.
Is that... It's Max Homa is great.
It's a funny name. 855-212-4CBS.
The person I was on the screen.
It was a good poll, Pete. Okay. We've got a lot more to do, including Tom Brady making some predictions. We do that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices.
Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. All punishments paid in full. EJ was king for a day, so we all had to do our pay our penance. Perloff, I think, was definitely the best. We can have a little.
Bam, you and Doug's in your face.
Your face.
We are the New York Knicks.
That's how I used to talk trash back in the day. In your face.
Bam, you and Doug's in your face. We are the New York Knicks.
I mean, I hate to say it. Those lyrics are so lame. It's hard for anyone to sound cool. I mean, even me.
Yeah, especially you. Okay. So we talked before about Tom Brady kind of leaving the door open for a late season return next year. If there was some kind of injury, he would said he'd be open to coming back for a contending team. This is not like that beyond the pale to me. Like this is he's clearly got the itch. He's clearly got the itis. And I thought he'd be broadcasting for Fox at this point, but of course he thinks he can still play. We're going to be going through this with Brady for a long time.
Well, just the fact that he got hired by Fox and then didn't even show the slightest interest in going into the booth last year, to me says that this whole broadcasting thing is a bit unorthodox or tenuous. Like, he doesn't even seem to care. I know he said he's putting a little hard work into it, but I don't know.
Now, Tom Brady, notorious liar when it comes to saying things on camera, right? He's already admitted that several times. He doesn't really like to tell the truth. So I was a little upset. And if I can hear cut four, please. I was a little upset because since Tom always said he would praise his opponents when he really thought they were bums, when he was asked about the next quarterback to win a title who doesn't have one yet, I was a little bummed out that he went here.
Next quarterback to win a Super Bowl that hasn't won yet.
I like Josh Allen a lot. I think he's, I'd say I pick Josh.
Josh?
Yeah. I like Josh a lot as a guy, as a leader. But, you know, he's got to get past the Chiefs, and that's hard because Patrick's incredible in the way he leads that team.
I don't love this. Remember when Tom Brady said he would purposefully praise like a scrub corner because he wanted to throw some misdirection at people? I think he went to Josh Allen, and he actually doesn't think Josh Allen.
I think he was desperately trying to. I you'd almost hear him going through the Rolodex of quarterbacks, saying, who is Josh Allen? By the way, what is he might be the only answer. Who's the other?
Lamar.
Lamar or Justin Herbert. I think he just started with the AFC East and was going in chronological order through the league, and he thought of Josh Allen. I don't think that meant anything. That was just like, let me think. Oh, yeah. Then he goes, yeah, it's Josh Allen. But then again, there's Patrick Mahomes. I would worry about if that's the kind of analysis we're going to get on Fox, maybe he should go play again.
Meanwhile, Tiger now warming up in between his rounds. He finished his first round, had to do 5 extra holes this morning, and is 1 over. So now he's trying to stay loose, hit some golf balls. It does not look great.
The only thing I care about this whole weekend, will Scottie Scheffler's wife deliver? I want to see that conflict happen in real time.
Perloff's like hiding in the
Scheffler's
delivery
room. Clearly winning this thing. So there's only one thing that can get in the way.
Thank you, EJ Stewart. King for a day. Thank you to Pete Bellotti. Thank you to Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan. Great Photoshop skills. Bye.
We are the New York Knicks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.